Jamaica has a special relationship with the European Union, the EU, one that has been in place for over 40 years. The EU is an amalgamation of 28 independent states based on the European communities and founded to enhance political, economic, and social cooperation. Throughout the many years of partnership and cooperation, the EU has been the largest provider of grant resources to assist in various aspects of Jamaica's social and economic development. EU projects have covered a wide range of areas, including budget support, public financial management, water supplies, building schools, justice, poverty reduction, agriculture and reconstruction after natural disasters. It also covers highway construction, tax reform, public sector modernization, drug abuse prevention, environmental protection, climate change, and healthcare, among other areas. On Monday, March 8, the European Union delegation in Jamaica celebrated Europe Day and the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Rome Treaties, which heralded the birth of a united Europe. Europe Day is in commemoration of the historical Schuman Declaration. At a speech in Paris, May 9, 1950, the then French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman set out his idea for a new form of political cooperation in Europe, which would make war between Europe's nations unthinkable. His vision was to create a European institution that would pool and manage coal and steel production. A treaty creating such a body was signed just under a year later. Schuman's proposal is considered to be the beginning of what is now the European Union.
Today, the EU stands tall as the most successful peace project in our history. It is also the world's largest market and the leading foreign investor in most parts of the globe. As Europeans, what we are most proud of is that as we have grown, we have extended support to others in development through the investment, development cooperation, and humanitarian aid, and we will continue to do so.
Head of the EU delegation to Jamaica, Malgorzata Wasilewska. As the largest provider of development aid, the EU's contribution to the Jamaican economy over the last 43 years has topped 1 billion euros, which equates to over 100 billion Jamaican dollars. Ambassador Wasilewska says the European Union will continue to partner with the Jamaican government, striving to deepen relations that will lead to further growth and development of the country and its people.
Every day, I am impressed by this beautiful country and its people. Everywhere I go, I meet with warmth and smiles and welcome and made feel at home. So it's an extra pleasure to celebrate Europe Day with you. Rest assured that whatever the future brings, EU will stay the course and continue the support for the growth and development to reduce poverty and improve the lives of people in Jamaica.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says Jamaica is pleased to partner with the EU, noting that the country is indeed grateful for the continued support. Pointing to the observation of Europe Day in Jamaica, Senator Johnson-Smith says it holds a great significance.
As we reflect on the vision of peace and unity articulated by Robert Schuman 67 years ago, let us therefore collectively resolve to face the future with renewed vigor and commitment to advancement of our partnership for the betterment of our respective peoples.
Celebrated each year since 1986, Europe Day celebrates the unprecedented peace, prosperity, and security that Europe has enjoyed since the signing of the Rome Treaties in 1957.
Labor Day in Jamaica. Let's volunteer to clean up, yeah. Restore, preserve, and beautify. Let's all give it a try. Landmarks, parks, and murals. Let's lend a helping hand, yeah.
Labor Day 2017. Let us all volunteer to restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.